Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed and Tainus. Learn today's daf again. Zecha Nishmas Gilad Michal Ben Ophir Yaakov Naftali Ben Avraham Yael Ben Uriel. It's Kavtes. It's Kavtes. My bad. It's Kavtes. Today's daf is daf Kavtes. And we'll also learn for a schus for for Rachenu Bnei Yisrael. We are on the Chavtes. We are on the second line. So the Mishnah had mentioned five. Yesterday we went through the list of the five things, five tragic events that took place on Shavuot Seder Tammuz. And now we're going to go through the five tragic events that took place on Tisha B'Av. So, but Tisha B'Av nigzar ala voseinu shelo yikansu l'aretz. On Tisha B'Av, after the Chet HaMeraglim, the Gzeirah, the decree was made that Bnei Yisrael, other than Yeshua Kalev, would not enter Eretz Yisrael. So, Minolon, how do we know that this took place on Tisha B'Av? So now we have to follow through some biblical chronology. So number one, the Chziv. Torah says regarding the establishment or the erection of the Mishkan, it says, Vayihi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis. So at the second year, first month, the Echel HaKodesh, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan, who come a Mishkan? So first, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan is put up. But Amamar, and this was said as well, Shana Rishon Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan. In the second year, first year, Moshe built the Mishkan. B'shniyah Hikim Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan. In the second year, the Mishkan was constructed, was built, was finished. All right? B'shalach Meraglim. And the Meraglim are sent that same year. So we're going to start. The Meraglim are set the same year that the Mishkan is completed. The Mishkan is completed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Uksiv. And then it says, Vayihi b'shana hashenis, the second year, so in the same year as the built Mishkan being finished, b'chodesh hasheni, now we're in Iyar, the second month, the Esrim b'chodesh, on the 20th of the month, na'lo ha'anan me'al Mishkan Eidus. The Anan goes up, and they start to travel. That's when they start to travel. Uks, so that's on Chof Iyar. Uksiv. And then it says, Vayisu me'har Hashem derech shloshes yamin. They traveled from Har Hashem for 3 days, right? The pun on Mehar, Maher, they went fast, like Kikinokas, Hoborech, Ubeis Rabbanon, famous Rashi there. So we ksiv, Vayisum Mehar Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yomim, V'Amar Rami Chama Bar Chananya Osayom, that day that they traveled, they left Har Sinai, Saru Me'acharei Hashem, they left from Hashem, they deviate from Hashem. That's what the word mehar means, maher, that quickly, right away, they deviated from the path of Hashem. That's when they had enough of the man, they got this law. Uksiv, and it says right after that, v'asafsuf, v'asheber kibohu, sabu taivava, yisuf, v'vichu, gam b'nei Yisrael, v'yomu miyach, l'no basar, they complain, that basar's not there. That's what they asked for the basar. Okay, so that was the third day that they're on the way. So they left on the 20th. So now we're pretty much around the 23rd of Iyar. Uksiv, and then it says over there, Ad Chodesh Yomim. They got to slaw for 30 days. We got for 30 days. All right, until Yatsam Apechem, until their stomachs got so Hayolakam Zara. The Havu Luhu Esrim Vitartim the Sivan. So now we're on 22nd day of Sivan because they left and they had 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, maybe the 22nd day of Iyar, right, on the Chaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis, and on Chaf Beis they rebelled. 30 days later is Chaf Beis Sivan. So now we're in Chaf Beis Sivan during that year. Then it says, Uksiv, Batisager Miriam Shivas Yamin. Then Miriam, we say that she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, she's a Tzaras, and they waited 7 days. The Havalhu Esther Matisha B'Sivan. So now we're up to the 29th day of Sivan. Uksiv, in the next Pasuk, in the Torah, Ishlach lecha anoshim v'yasur v'seres kanan, we had the Meraglim. V'tanya, the Brisa also says, v'esrim v'tisha v'sivan shalach Moshe Meraglim. So on the 29th day, the Meraglim are sent. Uksiv, and then it says when they came back, v'yashuvu mitura aretz miketz arba oim yom. They came back 40 days later. Okay, so they came back 40 days later. The problem is over here, Rashi says, Hani, the Gemara says, however, that's Hani Arba'im Yom Nichi Chalhava. What you want to do is you want to say that they came back and then they cried that night, and that night is Tisha B'Av. That they came back before Tisha B'Av and they cried that night to make the crying on Tisha B'Av. Because the Gemara says, the crocodile tears tonight, you want a reason to cry? I'll give you a reason to cry, basically. Like all the fathers can relate to that. So that's, so the problem over here is that they came back 40 days after the 29th day of Sivan, so you have an extra day, right? Which would be, depending on how you want it, either that they came back on Ches B'Av, which means they came back on the 8th and the crying took place. You want them to come back on Ches, so the crying takes place that night at 9. But if they came back over here, if they came back here, that would be, when would they come back? Right, so if you have it over here, if there's an extra day, there's an extra day here, meaning that they came back on the 9th and the crime would take place on the 10th, which comes to play later on also as well, because you'll see Rabbi Yochanan says he would have fasted on the 10th. The majority of the instructions based on Midrash took place on the 10th. So the problem over here is that we have an extra day, they're coming back a day too late. So Abaye takes care of it, he says, no problem. Normally, Tammuz is a chasin month, we're going to say Tammuz here is a Malay month. Tammuz said 30 days, so it adds an extra day to our calculation, which means they're coming back on today. They come back on the 8th and they're crying on the 9th. So Amar Abaye, Tammuz da hishata, Tammuz that year, maluye maluye. It was extra and they were ma'abed the month. Tiksiv, he quotes a pasuk from the Eicha. The pasuk says, kara alai mo'ed lishmor bachurai. I called it a mo'ed to destroy my young ones. The pasuk shot is that Hashem said, it was like a holiday of killing. But that's the pasuk shot. But here he's saying that the drush is on moed, which moed, like is sort of a sense of erichin. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. So I called it a moed, the Shmor Mocharai. I created a Rosh Chodesh. I created an extra day to make it Rosh Chodesh, meaning for Tammuz, so that could kill it. In other words, Hashem already had it established that it would happen on Tisha B'Av. So I called that a moed, the Shmor Mocharai, so I can destroy my Mocharai that day. Uksiv, and it says after. So now we have them coming back on the 8th. Not coming back on the 9th, they're coming back on the 8th of Av. Uksiv, and it says after that, Batisa kol Eidah, and all the Eidah got up, Vayinus kolam, Vayidchu, Ha'am, Balailahu, and they cried that night. That night is now the night. So they're crying on Tisha B'Av. And Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so they have issues with the Girsa. Also, the Girsa over here is from the Hagos. Also, Laila Lel Tisha B'Av, or the other Girsa that we have is also Hayom Erev Tisha B'Av. Either way, it gets to the same place, that the day that they came back was Erev Tisha B'Av, or the night after they came back was Tisha B'Av, right? An Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem b'chisem b'chir shalchinam, you cried for no reason, because I promised you to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you believe in the Meraglim over me, you're crying what the Meraglim said, you should be happy what I said. Forget what the Meraglim said is true, but don't worry, I'll take care of it, right? Atem b'chisem b'chir shalchinam, v'ani kovei alechem b'chir l'doros, and I will then establish you b'chir for Doros, every generation will cry on Tisha B'Av. We also know it says in Parshas Devarim, it says Vayisha Kasher Tamu Kol Anshei Mo'ed. They all died that so every year they would go into the graves at night at Tisha B'Av, and whoever got up, and whoever didn't, Shem Tikvah Rosam, they would get buried. So Tisha B'Av has always been a time that was sugo, I guess, for Peronius. Okay, so that is the first tragic event that took place at Tisha B'Av was that the Gezeira that Bnei Yisrael would not enter Yisrael. Was on Tisha B'Av. Next, the Mishnah says, Charav HaBayis HaRishonah. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which you can see is very difficult because there is no Pasuk that says it was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Pasuk can actually say it was destroyed on other days. Right? The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, this is in Melachim Beis, Perik Kapei, Bachodesh HaChamishi, on the 5th month, which is of, B'Shiv LaChodesh, on the 7th of the month, Hishnas Shas Rishonah LeMelech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel, in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Ba Nivuzar Adon, Rav Tabachim, Eben Melech Bechol Yerushalayim. So Nebuzaradan came, he's the general, right, of the king, Vayisrof as Beis Hashem, and he burns Beis Hashem. So it seems from here, it took place on the 7th. And Viksiv, and then Yirmiyahu, when he's Mekonein on the destruction, he says, Bachol Shachamishi, in Av, the Esor LaChodesh, on the 10th of the month, Hishnas Shasrei Shadal Melvin Nuchadnetzar, on the 19th year, so just talking about the same thing, the 19th year of the reign of Nuchadnetzar, Bav Nevu Zar Adon, right? What? Nevu Zar Adon. Whatever one was, Nevu Zar Adon, right? Rav Tavachin, Amalat Nei Melech Bava Vishalayim, and says, Vayisrof Vish Hashem. So you have a problem. The 7th and the 10th. So the Gemara picks up on that. He says, V'tanya, Iyashah Loma B'Shiva. You can't say it was burnt on the 7th. Shrekvan Nemar be'asor, but Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu says it was on the 10th. V'yav Shalom be'asor, he can't say it was born on the 10th. Shrekvan Nemar Shiva, but he says in the 7th. So what's going on? So, HaKetzad, so how is it possible? Rather, v'shiva nichlasu nachrim lehechal. On the 7th day, the nachrim entered the temple. V'achlu v'kilkulubo, and they ate and they drank there, and they were mekalkel the base of Midosh, v'shvi on the 7th, v'shmini, and on the 8th. And on the 9th, do betishi some chashecha, and on the 9th, close to the evening, I mean they went the whole day, towards the end of the evening, towards the end of the day and the 9th, hitzisu boa sa'or, they lit it, and hadayadolech, v'holech kol hayom kulu, and it went and it burned the entire tent. So they lit the petition, they lit it at night. So shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, right, oilanu kifana hayom ki natu tzli erev. When it became erev, when it became evening, that's oilanu to us, that's when it became terrible for us, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash became dirt. So here we learn that the Beis HaMikdash was beginning to be destroyed on the 9th. It's interesting is that because that we had yesterday, we talked about Shavuos Aver Tammuz. So there was an issue with the Pesukim as well, because it said there the 9th. And then we said it was the 17th, and the answer we gave over there was that what for Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. Remember, we had a Tosos, I don't remember where, but Tosos called Yerushalmi, is that really took place, even the first Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 17th, but really what happened, why does it say the 9th? It's because they lost track of time. They just wrote down the date that they thought it was. They lost track of time. So I don't know, according to that Yerushalmi, why can't you say the same thing over here, that maybe one of the Pesukim is off, because they lost track of time. The same answer. Okay. I know, but Yerushalmi does say it for Shavuos Aver Tammuz. Right, so then they have a pasuk that says it's the 9th as opposed to the 17th. So I hear what you're saying, that there, okay, so they're fixing, they made a mistake once, so they're going to fix that. Here, you have to say that they were wrong on both Pesukim were wrong. So I hear. Okay, so that's the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Behind the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the fact, so basically we learn now.
And it's the same mistakes made on the second
year. No, we're getting, this is the first Beis HaMikdash, sorry now. We're just talking about
the same mistakes made in the second Beis HaMikdash where we don't know one of the destroyed.
We'll see, we'll get to that. We didn't get there yet.
Both of them did the same day.
We didn't get to there yet. We only talked about the first Beis HaMikdash now. Wait. So behind the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now the fact that the main part of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, main destruction took place on the 10th, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Il Mali Hayisa Ba'osa Ador. Had I been in that generation, lo kivativ ele basiri, I would have said that we should have destroyed that Tisha on the 10th, right? Mipnei sherubo shel hechabo nisra, because that's when the majority of the destruction took place. The Chacham say no. The Rabbanan, the aschalta de prunusa adifa. The beginning, right? When you reach the point of no return, that's when you start. Which I think is a very, very, very interesting hashkafic point, is that you cry and you lament and you daven, up to a certain point. Up to that certain point, when now it's done, you have to turn, your day has to turn, your mentality has to turn from that of Bechi to that of sort of Nechama, trying to figure out what to do going forward. We're not going to, the Beis HaMikdash is already gone. It's an accomplished deed. Beis HaMikdash is done. So what do we do now? I think that's reflected in the day that we celebrate on Tisha B'Av. What happens? We get to Chatzos, and then we start limiting. You start limiting. You get up. You do certain things. You start limiting because you're at that. And also the look at the laning and the haftorah is different. In the first part of the day, it's all kinos. You say all kinos. The haftorah itself is a kinos. So pasifem. And then the second part is a regular tiny sefer, which is, you got to figure out what to do. You have to daven, and yet you start putting on tefillin. The day switches over because your mentality has to switch over. Okay, but Rabbi Yochanan says that he would have fasted on the 10th, and we also have leftovers of that, remnants of that halacha as well, in that certain of our, even though we lighten our load after Chatzos, but we don't completely lighten the load until the 10th. Up to Chatzos to the 10th, we still have some halachas, except if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, or if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, and we fast on Sunday, which is the 10th, because that's already the 10th, and we don't have that issue. Okay. So now, B'Shnia, what about the second Beis HaMikdash? It was destroyed on the same day, Minolan, how do we know? So we don't know. We don't have any psukim. You don't have psukim. I don't know, maybe look at Josephus, find out. I don't know if they had Josephus in the Amora. They did? They quoted it? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Okay. So Minolon, the Tanya, we have a right that says, Megalgal Nimzuchus Layom Zakai, Mechoval Yom Chayav. Basically, if it's a bad day, it'll be a bad day. If it's a good day, it'll be a good day. So when it happened the first time, it'll happen the second time.
That's what they say. V'amru
kishecharav Beis HaMikdash barishona. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, osa hayom. So I have a problem here with the girsa, because the Gemara in Erechin, the Tosefta, the Yerushalmi, they don't have the word erev. So we can say osa, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we say osa hayom tisha b'vaya. Was the 9th of Av, which makes sense. Say Erev Tisha B'Av is a problem because then the Beis HaMikdash is going to start on the 8th. So Osa Hayom Tisha B'Av Hayo was the 9th of Av. Right, I took out the Gerson. That's what you said. I took taking that out because the Ksav Yad and the Erechin and Tosefta and the Yerushalmi and all the Rishonim do not have the word Erech. Right? So Osa Hayom Tishav of Haya, Motzei Shabbos, it was also, it took place on Sunday. It took place on Sunday. Umotzei Shviyas Haisa, and it was the eighth, first year of the Shemitah cycle. Okay? Umishmarta Shel Yehoyoriv Haisa, and it was the Mishmar of Yehoyoriv. That was the one of the 24. That was the first, meaning they were the first mishmar. The look of the Vayomim, they were the mishmar number one, right? The Halevim Omrim Shira, and the Levim were singing Shira. The Omdim Al Duchanam, they were standing on the platform. Umash Shira Hayo Omrim, and what Shira were they saying? They were saying the pasuk Vayoshev Aleim Es Onam Uverasam Yatz Misen, which is interesting because that's the Shira for Wednesday, but they were saying it for they were saying it on Sunday. Yes, because that's what came out of their mouth. To see what's going on. I guess that Hashem poured forth His wrath because of their evil deeds. Below He speak Olomar, and they didn't even get the chance to finish the pasuk, which is Vayat Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu. And Hashem, I don't know what is, how does you type Yatzmisem? Cut them off. Okay, Hashem cut them off. They didn't even get to finish that. Achavo Nachmu Kvashom until the Goyim came and they captured them. The same Mishnayim, the same thing took place in the second. Same exact thing took place in the second. All right, so that's not what they
were. They're there already. We said they came and they infiltrated the seventh day.
Right.
They're there in a sanctuary.
Yeah. You had a party. You had two different things going on. Okay. So Nilkada Vesar, and on Tisha B'Av, Beitar was destroyed. Beitar was like the last stronghold, and it was obviously that's where the Bracha Tova Meitiv comes. So the blood was running, and the bodies were not Masriach. Milk of the Besar, how do we know that happened on the I think it was 52 years after the Korban Bayis, right, year 123. So they added it to Gemara, say Gemara. It's a Kabbalah that we have. That took place on Tisha B'Av. Next in the list is, that's number four. Number five was Nechrasha Yair. After the Korban Bayis Sheni, the Goyim came and they basically raised the city, they made it, became a Roman pagan city, Isla Capitolina became a city. All right, and it was became this old plowed field. It keeps the pasuk in Micha said Tzion Sada Techerash. So how do we know that is also a Kabbalah that it took place on Tisha B'Av? Right, the Gerson in the Rid is Nechashar Ir Nami Gemara. That's the other another Gerson. It's a Kabbalah we have. It took place on Tisha B'Av. So Tanya, I like the idea it was a Kabbalah. You have an historical event. How do you know? Because it happened. Right, they were there. So this day, but the other ones, they bring Pesukim. The idea that Gemara, say that's a Gemara. What do you mean Gemara? Well, historically, we know. We wrote it down. That's how we know. How do we know that the 4th of July is the 4th of July? Because of Gemara. We know that they signed it on the 4th of July.
What happened to the fireworks?
Right.
How about the second, not again, the burning of the second one is happened the same time as the raising of the city, didn't it?
No, a different year. This is a different year.
Many years later.
Happened many years later.
How many years later?
It was destroyed, and then it was left there, and then you had the Bar Kokhba revolt, and you had the Hadrian decrees, and then it was grazed sometime later. It was plowed over sometime later. After the base, only the base of Minas was destroyed when the base was destroyed. Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed yet.
Yeah.
Different time. So Tanya, to change the gears again, right? It was after the rebellion. After the rebellion. Tanya, Kishacharish Terunus Rofus Harosh Esahechal. But Terunus Rofus plowed over the Hechal. Right.
The walls are still around.
What?
The walls are still around.
So they plowed over, and we have what's left over. Yeah, exactly. This is the second bite. We're talking about the second bite. Okay, so when they plowed over the cities, the walls weren't standing there. We didn't find the Herod stone. You had to find them. They were dug out. If you go further down, you find more stones.
Of course you find more stones, but at the time, those stones that are now deep were at the certain...
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe those were lower end. Maybe those were the lower part.
Here's the thing. They plowed over the actual city itself.
No, but here he says they plowed over the Hechal, which is an issue.
And they also plowed the flat top of the higher bites, which had runes on it, but it's flattened. They're the same flat that you have now.
But it's not plowing over. They're just destroying.
They set it on fire. It was flattened over. They flattened it. Right. So va'adon echad. So what happened was, so that day nigzar gzera al Rabbi Gamliel. So you have a gzera now on Rabbi Gamliel. So who was the nasi in Yavne? Rabbi Gamliel has zakim. He talks says over here. No, he's older. This is the grandfather. This is the grandfather. Right, this is the grandfather. It was gzera Rabbi Gamliel lahariga to be killed. Ba'adam echad, so one of the ministers came, but Amar Beis HaMidrash, and gets up in the Beis HaMidrash and says, Amar, he says, Baal HaChotem Mitbakesh, Baal HaChotem Mitbakesh. The great one, Baal HaChotem is the person who knows, but the great one is asked, being asked for. Basically, he said it in code to warn Rabbi Gamliel. Baal HaChotem Mitbakesh, Baal HaChotem Mitbakesh. So Shem Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel heard, Azal Tashim Inayu, when he hid. So Azal Ligabe, so this Sar came, Bitzina, to him privately, and Amar Lay, and said to him, if I save you, my sis lila olam da osi, will I get olam haba? So even now, the Romans have just destroyed the city. The Jews are so down, and the Romans are still concerned about getting olam haba. I mean, they still view the Jewish religion as the okay. My sis imatzlin alach, my sis lila olam da osi. Amalei, Ramiel says, hein, yeah. So Amalei ishtaba, swear to me, ishtabali, and ishtabali, he swore, which is also interesting. How does he know for sure that he could swear to the fact? Okay, a question. So Salik the Igra Nafilamis. So the minister gets up and jumps off the roof and dies. What does that do? Okay, because Gemara says, because the Higazu Gizerta Umischal Minayu Mibatul Gzertayu. Apparently the way it worked was that if there was a Gzera on somebody to be killed by the Romans, if somebody related or in the party over there died instead, then the Gzera was Mavuto. That seems to be what happened was the Higazu Gzeresa. There was a gzera umischad minayu, and one of the people involved in the gzera died. Mivatli gzera sayu. They were mivatli the gzera. Maybe they had some sort of a, you know, the hocus pocus. They were worried that, you know, you say that this person's going to die, and you send somebody to kill them, and the person you send dies. Well, you're going to back, you back away. So the fact that this guy dies, so the gzera Rabbi Gamliel becomes batel, and Rabbi Gamliel promised him that he would go to Olam Haba, and then kachachva yotza basko ba amra basko comes out and says Adon Zev, this guy. He is welcome to Chaya Olam Haba.
Okay.
To everybody. Basco came out. Whoever heard it, heard it. What? Tanya Rabbanon. Sirius satellite radio. Tanya Rabbanon. Mishachar of Abayas Arishona. When the first base of Hamidus was destroyed. Niskabsu kitos opirche kuuna. So young Kohanim gathered together. And the keys of the Heichal were in their hands. And they went up to the roof of the Heichal. And they said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, since we were not truthful, or we were not loyal servants to the Beis HaMikdash, we're giving you back the keys. And they threw it up in the air. And what appeared to be some sort of hand came out from the sky. Second time we had the head come out from the sky. Before we had the head come out from the sky to give the golden table egg. We have to take cake. The hand comes out. The kibla mehem and grab the keys. Behem kavtsu benafu l'socha or, and they jumped into the fire. So the shaila how they do that? How they commit suicide? Jump into the fire. Va'aleyeg konin Yishayahu and Navi, and on these pirchei kuna is a kina from Yishayahu. This is sukkim aleph and beis and perichah beis of Yishayahu. Masa gei chizayon malach efo kialisa kulach lagagos.
There
was a nevuah that they would go, that the Yerushalayim, which is, everyone would see it. Why did the Kohanim go up to the roof? It should have been a city filled with voices of people, with Aliza, which was the happiness. But now the Kohanim went up to the roof for other reasons. They went to the roof for other reasons because of the Goyim, and they didn't die because of the Chered, they didn't die because of war, they died because they jumped into the fire. Even by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it says in Pasuk Hey of that parak, Mikarkar Kir Vishoa Alayhar, that Hashem is Mikonain and is screaming because of the Har, because of the mountain, because of the Beis HaMidrash. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said, Mishenichnas Av Mimatim Simcha. When Av comes in, we limit, right? We diminish or we limit our Simcha, right? Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, Kishem, just like Mishenichnas Av, Mimati Mesimcha, just like Mishenichnas Av, we limit our Simcha, Kach, Mishenichnas Adar, Marvin Mesimcha. So too, when it comes to Adar, we increase we increase our simcha. I think, and just correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think, I know that Misha Nichas Ab Matmi Simcha isn't a Shulchan Aruch. I don't think Misha Nichas Adam Rabim Simcha is brought down.
You don't do it.
That may be, because you don't do anything different. You don't have any, there's no halachic nafkamina about that. Okay. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that is, okay. So Amar Papa. So Rav Papa says, right, there's no outward manifestation of the extra simcha that you have. And Rav David Lifshitz used to write in YU, he used to always have, he said, Mishenichas Adar Madar B'Simcha, Ein Simcha Ela Torah, Mishenichas Adar Madar B'Torah. You want to have people to be mechazik on learning. What? It's better based matters than other. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, since we're Madar B'Simcha and Adar, and Matin and Av, Hilkach, Bar Yisrael, the Isle Dina Bahadi Nachri. If you have a court appearance against the guy, right? Lishtamit mine ba'av, don't do it on Av. The ri'a mazale, because our mazal is bad in Av. Ulimatse nafshi ba'adar, try to somehow postpone it, I guess, a couple months to Adar, right? The bari mazale, because then the mazal is good. You get a speeding ticket, try to go to the courts, I guess, and you get a speeding ticket going up to the Catskills. Try to delay, go back to Wurzburg and Adar to fight the ticket. I don't know. The interesting question, though, because the Gemara always brings down. The Gemara always brings down that Ein Mazal Yisrael. So what's talking about Mazal here? So the Ritva says, there's no Mazal for Yisrael for 10 months out of the year. For 2 months out of the year, there is Mazal. How do you know? He said there's certain gezeiros that took place in Adar and Av. Because there is Mazal in Adar and Av. Okay. That's what the later on, it seems to be that it's a machlokas. As to whether it includes the entire month. I think you can tie in the machlokas we're about to have to this machlokas now. To what we just said now. Okay. So now, Aga, that we mentioned a statement of Yehuda ben Rav Shmuel bar Shilash b'Shem Rav, we'll bring another statement. It says in Yirmiyahu, this is during the time of Golas Babel. The full pasuk is Yirmiyahu Perachav Tes Pasuk Aleph. The full pasuk is Ki Anochi Yadati Es Machshavos. I know your thoughts. Asher Anochi Choshev Lechem Hashem Machshavos Shalom Velo LeRa'a Laseis Lechem Achris V'Tikva. I'm giving you Achris V'Tikva. I'm giving you the end, and I'm giving you hope. So what's hope? What is this? Am Rav Yehuda Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilash b'Shem Rav. Elu dekalim, these are the palm trees, ukli pishtan, and the linen clothing. These are the things that are found in Bavel. So don't think I'm sending you to a wasteland. I'm sending you to the Golden Medina. I'm sending you to a wonderful place where you can have palm trees and you can have clothing. You can have food. You can have shelter. You can have what you need in order to survive. That is right. And then he says another drasha in the name of Rav Yehuda ben Rav Shmuel bar Shilash b'Shem Rav. Pasuk says by the bracha of Yaakov. It says by Yomer. Yaakov Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Re'e Reach Beni Kereach Sadeh Sadeh Asher Be'erachol Hashem. The smell of my son is like the reach of the field. So Amar Rav Yehuda ben Rav Shmuel bar Shilash b'Shem Rav Kereach Sadeh Shal Tapuchim. It smelled like a field or tapuchim. So what are tapuchim? We say tapuchim are apples. Tosos points down. It seems to be in Lashon Chazal tapuchim. Right? Tosha says second Tosos. Kireach esrogin, tapuchim in Lashon Chazal, some sort of citrus fruit. It's not necessarily apples, which makes sense because the Gemara Pesachim talks about putting tapuchim in the charoses. So we put apples in the charoses. It talks about putting tapuchim in the charoses. It talks about a sharp and tart taste. I think most apples are not sharp and tart, so maybe. So that could be. There's a few, but I don't know if they had them back then. They maybe, but so they say over there. They say over there that would tapuchim there means some sort of citrus fruit. But Minhag Yisrael, you know, halacha that we put apples in. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. What? You do? Do people do? I don't know. Shabbos, the Mishnah continued. Shabbos shechal tishba v'yos besocha asur masaper l'chabei. Shabbos here means the week. The week that Tisha B'Av falls out, Shavuot Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, you may not get haircuts and you may not do laundry. Amar Rav Nachman Lo Shanu, we only say you now do laundry on Shavuot Shechalbo, El Lechabes V'Lilbos. That's only to wash and then wear. Aval Lechabes L'Aniach, you want to wash the clothing and then put it away? That's mutter, you're allowed to. So he's saying the problem is wearing new clothing is the issue. Rav Sheshes Amar No, Rav Sheshes says the laundering itself is a problem. Rav Sheshes Amar Afil Lechabes Laniach Asar. Even to wash and to put it away is a problem. Rashi says why? He says Afil Lechabes Laniach. First short line. Afil Lechabes Laniach Kadei Lilvos Sheyilvos Achar Zman Achar Tesvav Asar. Why? dinira kemesiach baito she'osef b'kibus begadim. You have to have, you can't have hesach hadas on the avelus. When you start doing laundry, you start having hesach hadas on the avelus, and therefore that could put you in the wrong frame of mind. The machlok says whether it's to wear the new clothing or to laundering new clothing is the issue. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes proves his point that I know that even to wash and to put away is usur, because teda the batli katsri de beirav, the katsri, which are the launderers, the washers in the house of Rav, they had the week off. They didn't do any work then, and because if it was mutter to wash and put away, then they would have what to do. Let them wash the old laundry. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Nachman. Right, Rav Nachman said that you can wash and put away. So Masir Rav Hamnuna, our Mishnah says that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, right, B'chamishi, mutarim mipnei kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to wash your clothing because of kavod Shabbos. So what's going on here? Why are you washing clothing? Are you washing clothing to wear? Can't be. L'mai. Ilem l'chabes v'lilbosh, right, my kavod Shabbos ikah. What kavod Shabbos do you have to wash on Thursday and wear on Thursday? What kavod Shabbos do you have? Ella, it's l'haniach. It's supposed to do it, I'd wash it on Thursday. You can wash on Thursday and then put it away, I guess, for Shabbos, I guess. But b'chamishi hu d'shari, which specifically Mishnah is saying that you only have to do it on Thursday, but about Shabbos kula, but the rest of the week would be usher. You can't. You only can wash and put away for later wearing. Shabbos has no nihuge avelus, so you can put away for Shabbos, and that's only on Thursday. You can't wash and put away on any other day of the week. So Gemara says, no. Your assumption was that we're talking about washing and putting away. We're going to allow you to wash and wear on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. Why? We'll say outside. Because if you don't wash on Thursday, we'll be talking about a person who only has one article of clothing. He needs to get it clean for Shabbos. If he doesn't wash it on Thursday, he'll never wash it on Friday because he doesn't have time. Because as we've seen, Friday was a very busy day. They didn't have time to do the laundry. So lo olam nechabes v'lilbos is to wash and wear. You only have one article of clothing that you can wash it. The Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, like Rav Asi's name, Rav Yochanan, means she ain't lo cholok echad. Whoever only has one article of clothing, mutar lechabso b'chol shemoi. You can even wash on the chol moi. Chol moi is even a more. We'll see when we get to moi cotton. Some may say that doing this maybe malacha d'oraisa on chol moi. Nevertheless, you see on chol moi that you can wash it. Have a chol moi. This in the Rabbanon, you can wash it on Tisha B'Av as well. Right on Thursday, only on Thursday. But there's no raya here that we're talking about that you can. The raya was it's only washing and putting away. Here's a different case. Here's a case of washing and wearing it because it's Thursday, only one article of clothing, so it's no raya. Tisha B'Av that week. Interesting. No. The Tisha B'Av was on Thursday.
You wash on Thursday.
That's what the Mishnah says.
Fourth,
that's what the Mishnah says in this case. Which is interesting.
Obviously, you have more than one article of clothing, you're not allowed to wash the 9 days at all.
Right, but when it comes for Shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos, you can wash it.
If you have other clothing?
If you have other clothing, no, you're not allowed to. Okay. So, Itmar Nami, we have another Chacham who holds like Rav Nachman. Right? Amar Ben Yamin, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Shanu, El Lechavis, Velilbosh, Aval Lahaniach, Mutter, but to wash and put away, would be Mutter. I think we pass in that to wash and put away. Not Mutter, not supposed to be laundry at all. During at least Shavu Shachava. So Meisvei, now they're going to ask on Rav Nachman and Rabbi Elazar, who say you're permitted to wash and put away. He says, we're going to have the following brisa. Asur lechaveis lefnei Tisha B'Av, but afil aniach lachat Tisha B'Av. State in the brisa, you're not allowed to wash during the week of Tisha B'Av, even if you're going to be not wearing the clothing and putting it away for after Tisha B'Av use, clear day, you're not allowed to do that. And it says, v'giyot shalanu. The giyot, which I think means the pressing or the ironing that they did in Bavel, right? Kikibu shalahen. That accomplishes the same idea of their washing. Finally, the water was different in Eretz Yisrael. It was better water there. So the giyot in Bavel was like the washing in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rashi says, the giyot shalanu eina yafe el kikibu shalahen. Our giyot is like their kibus. But also ligahetz lefnei Tisha B'Av, but afilu haniyach acha Tisha B'Av. About kibbutz shalanu mutter, but our kibbutz, meaning in Bavel, the kibbutz would be mutter. I guess they didn't get it so clean. So he says, ukli pishdan ein bam yishum giyutz. But this linen clothing, there's no isser of giyutz because I guess doesn't get megahitz appropriately. So because of tiyufto, that's a question on Rav Nachman because the Braisa clearly says you may not wash and put away. Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Yure, Rav Yitzchak bar Yure sent a shmua from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, mishmei Rav Yochanan, the name Rav Yochanan who lived in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Afal pisha amru klei pishdan ein behem yishum giyutz. even though we said that Klei Pishdon, there's no problem of Giyutz, meaning you're allowed to be Megayetz them on during the 9 days, or Shemosh Chabo, Aval, Asher Levosom, B'Shabbat, Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Socho. You can do it, but you shouldn't wear it on that during that week, if they were pressed that week. Okay. So now we're going to come to your issue mentioned before, which days in the month of Av are we dealing with? Okay? Sfaradim, I think, only pass on Shavuot Shachavah. We do Tisha B'Av. The idea of the 3 weeks is nowhere in Shas. It's just not. It's a later minute. Amar Rav. So Rav says, now, basically, the idea that you cannot do the laundry, Lo Shanu Ela B'Lifanav, that's only talking about the days before Tisha B'Av. Avala Acharav, but after Tisha B'Av, once the Avelos is over, then you're allowed to. Example being, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Wednesday, so you can't do laundry Monday, Tuesday. You can't do laundry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but then Thursday afternoon, Friday, you can do the laundry. The Nigu Avelos go up. Shmuel Amar, Afil Acharav Nami Yasser, the entire week. Shavuot Shechabo Tisha B'Av doesn't mean just pre Tisha B'Av. It's the entire week that Tisha B'Av was on. The whole week you have certain Nihuge Avelos. It's an interesting question about when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you have there's no Nihuge Avelos in public on Shabbos. So we have the Chamisha Inuyim. So what about, so the Chamisha Inuyim you can't do, they're all public except for one. Tasha Shemitah is private. So maybe there should be a Nisr of Tasha Shemitah on Tisha B'Av Shechalios for Shabbos as well, because you could now have private Avelos on Shabbos. So it's a machlokas. It seems to be a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as to whether or not that it's permissible. Again, if it's the Ona, if it's the Night of Mikvah, there may be different scenarios that to be made of. Okay. What? Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Meisvei. So now we're asking on Shmuel. Again, Shmuel says that you're not allowed to wash even afterwards. You're not allowed to do even afterwards. Bring a brisa. Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Socha. So we have the Shavu Shachabo. Asur L'Saper L'Kabes. You're not allowed to cut your hair. You're not allowed to do laundry. Uba Chamishi Mutarim Ipnei Kavod Shabbos. And on Chamishi, it's Mutar because of Shabbos. So Ketzad, how does this work? So Chal, the continuation of the brisa. Chal Liyos B'Echa B'Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Mutar L'Kabes Kol Shabbos Kula. So except for Sunday, Tisha B'Av itself, you can do laundry the entire week. Because there's no pre Shavuot Shachabo. Right? B'sheni, b'shlishi, b'rabi, b'chamishi. If it falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, l'fan of asr, you're not allowed to do laundry beforehand. L'achar mutter. There's clearly a question on Shmuel. You're allowed to do laundry afterwards. Why mipnei kavod Shabbos? The im lo kibes b'chamishi b'shabbos. Oh, here it is. And if he didn't do the laundry on Thursday, mutter l'kabes b'er Shabbos. This is interesting. Let me read the Bryce again. He says, Ketzad. Chal Liyos B'Echa B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Mutar L'Kabes Kol Shabbos Kula. You're allowed to do laundry all afterwards. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday, or Tisha B'Av falls out on Shlishi on Tuesday, or Tisha B'Av falls out on Revi on Wednesday, or Chamishi, then L'Fan of Aser, beforehand it would be Aser, L'Acharav Mutar, L'Acharav B'Mutar. Now the Bryce continues. Chal Liyos B'Erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, which it cannot in our calendar, but if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, Mutar L'Kabes B'Chamishi. You are allowed to do laundry on even before, which would be Thursday, if they covered Shabbos, only on Thursday because of covered Shabbos. And then the Bryce says something wondrous, I guess. In low kibis B'Chamishi B'Shabbos. If you didn't do the laundry on Thursday, remember Tisha B'Av is Friday. Mutar L'Kabes B'Erev Shabbos. You can do your laundry on Friday, which is Tisha B'Av. Min Mincha L'Mayla after Chatzos. For Kavod Shabbos, the Bryce says, comes Abaye, light Eli Abaye. Abaye says, you forget that. That's not right. Vitamer of Achav or Yaakov Aha. They said, no, they're cursed to be the one who does that, who does laundry on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, even on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Now the Bryce continues. Chal Liyos B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, which are days that we normally would read from the Torah anyway. Korin Shlosha. We read, the three people read from the Torah, which is the parsha of Kishol Yibonim, which is in Veskanan, U'matir Echad, and one of those three readers reads the Matir, which the Matir is Asof Asifem from Yirmiyahu Perek Ches, B'Shlishi V'Ravi, if it falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Hua Dinami, if it falls out on a Sunday or a Friday, right? Kore Echad, only one person reads the Torah, you don't have three aliyahs, so only have one person reading from the Torah, U'matir Echad, and he himself does the Matir. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, no, the olam korin shlosha maftir echad. You always have three aliyahs, and the third aliyah is going to be maftir. Tosos points out from here, look at the Tosos, mikan muchiyach Rabbeinu Tam, the maftir olam minyan shiva. It says, maftir is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not an extra aliyah. Maftir should be the seventh aliyah. He gets maftir, that should be it, whatever. I guess the idea was that they used to have, it would be seven aliyahs, and then somebody would read the Haftorah. So in order to give the guy Haftorah and not say that you're doing nothing, you're doing now, Haftorah is like the biggest thing, except here where the person doesn't read it anyway. But the Balkori read it nowadays. But in order to give the person some kavod, you have him laying a parsha, a part of the Torah as well, and then he would he would read the maftir. Okay. Now maftir has become, you have your tzik, a maftir. Everything is maftir. Menog Yisrael. So to Yiltu Shmuel, that becomes a question on Shmuel, because the Brisa says that after Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to wash, and you're allowed to wash your clothing and get the haircut. So it's a kash on Shmuel. So Shmuel says, it's not a kash on me. It's a machlokes tanoim. I'm going to hold like a different tana. I'll bring you another Brisa that holds like me. I'm a lach Shmuel. Tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'Shabbos. So you have Tisha B'Av that's supposed to be on Shabbos, so it's pushed off to Sunday. B'chein Erev Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'Shabbos. Or if Erev Tisha B'Av, the 8th of Av, is on Shabbos. Either way that you have Tisha B'Av falling out on Sunday. So what do you do on Shabbos itself? Shabbos is Shabbos. Ochel, I probably should have said the halacha about the inuyim in private here. But ochel v'shosekol tzarcho, you eat and you drink whatever you need. Umal ha'shulchan afil v'shul v'shlomo v'shaito. You have a big kiddush. You can have a meal like Shlomo HaMelech and it's Shabbos. You have a big, big meal. V'asor nesaper ulechabes mi rosh chodesh v'ad atanis. And you're not allowed to get a haircut, and you're not allowed to get, and you're not allowed to wash from Rosh Chodesh. So here we have 9 days, not just Rosh Chodesh. We have 9 days mentioned here, right? Ad Tainus, until after the Tainus. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir holds up to Tisha B'Av. Then afterwards is fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yehuda is saying what you said before, that the entire month is Aser. The entire month is Aser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Aser Elo Oso Shabbos Bovad. Just that entire week. So Shmuel says, I hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That week is Aser. Whether even if it's after Tisha B'Av, that week is Aser, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's what Shmuel I hold like. V'tana Idach. And another Brisa says, V'noeg Evel mi Rosh Chodesh v'Adatainis. You have the Nihuge Avelus from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Kol HaChodesh Kulo. The entire month you have the Nihuge Avelus. And Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel is going to say, Eino Aser Ela Osu Shabbos Bovad. It's only that week. So Shmuel says, I hold like that. He says the entire week is Aser. I'll hold like that. That's an interesting question. I don't know. So maybe certain days trumpet. It's very soon. So maybe certain days trump it. Shabbos trumps it. Maybe Tu B'Av is one of those days that trump. It's a good question. I don't know. And now the Gemara is going to say, what's the makor for each of these shitas? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushloshtan, Mirkra Echad Darshu. They all learn it out from the same pasuk, right? This is talking about Golus, is in the Vua of Hoshaya, Perek Beis Pasuk Yigimel. He says, V'hishbati kol misosa chaga chadsha v'shabata. So what does he say? How does he touch the words? Let me make sure. I'll bring all your joy to an end.
Festivals, months, and Shabbos.
So we have festivals, months, and Shabbos. So, Manda Amar, May Rosh Chodesh V'Atayinis, one who says that from Rosh Chodesh until the fast day and not any further than that, says Chagah. He says the Kabbalah of Chagah means Chag. Chag is Rosh Chodesh. So it starts in Rosh Chodesh and then ends at the day. Right, Umanda Amar Kol Chodesh Kul Aser. It says Mechotcha. It says the whole month in the pasuk. I'll stop your festivals for the month. Manda Amar Kol Shabbos Kul Aser. It says Mishabata. It says the week. So they each learn it out from the one pasuk. What does each one do with the other person's pasuk? I do not know. Let's just finish a little further. Try to get to the two dots. Amar Rava. Rava says Halacha Kerav Shimon Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel that the Avelus is only that week, but even after, like Shmuel. But Amar Rava, and Rava says, no, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that the Avelos are only noheg up till the fast, a little bit also on the 10th, as we mentioned earlier.
But Rava Amar Rava, and Rava saying,
interesting, same. Amar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Oh, he says both. The Amar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Why? He says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, and the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. How does that work? V'tarvaya l'kula. And both dinim that Rava says, they're consistent because they're both going l'kula. How does that work with Tavaya Lekula? Rashi says, because the Mefarsh Va'azil Vilafanav, right? Basically, the Vilafanav, Moki Halacha, Kirav Meir, Vilafanav, Lolacharav, right? Uva Osho Shabbos. I'll call them Osho Shabbos, the Vilafanav Mutter. So, we're going to paskin like Rav Meir that, let's see, Shricha. The E Ashu in Halacha Rav Meir, if you say the Halacha is like Rav Meir, Hava Amina Filo Meir Rosh Chodesh. Rav Meir says, even from Rosh Chodesh. So, I would have thought that the Havela start from Rosh Chodesh. So then it says, no. So Kamash Malan, Halacha Kerav Shimon Gamliel. The Halacha Kerav Shimon Gamliel in only Shavuot Shachalva. Now, had it said, "Yes, we eat and or suma gamliel," Havamina would have said, "Afilu acharav," that even afterwards would it have a velos. Kamashwan looks like a mayor that it stops at the tainus. So basically, he's not passing on either of them. He's mixing the shitas. He's saying that the avelus only starts that week, like Rab Shimon Gamliel. Right, and then in the back end, being making on the front and the back end, which is where the Shulchan Aruch passes that way. That's only Shavu Shachalpo. We Ashkenazim even add on Rosh Chodesh, but the Gemara seems to pass in clearly that there is no Nihug Avelus. Only Nihug Avelus only begin on Shavu Shachalpo. Okay, right. Musaf here. Everybody have a wonderful day.